Well, aside from the talent of Patrick, have you ever seen a player or a young player with that kind of swagger?
Yeah, I don't pick up any of that. I mean, I think you guys probably deal with them in terms of you asking questions more than I do. I don't see any of it. My take, and he's very, very humble about his game. He's matter of fact about his game. I think you have to understand while his English is good, it's difficult when you're learning a new language to maybe be subtle at times or find a different way to answer a question, but it's very direct and very honest. But I've always, you know, when working with him on video or talking to him as a group or as line, he seems to be a very humble man. I mean, he has a strong, strong belief in his abilities. There's no doubt about that, and his expectations for himself. Very high.
What do you want to see from Nick Pétain getting back into the lineup here tonight?
We'd be real pleased if he could get close to where he left when he got hurt. He was playing really quick and really fast and had some confidence with the puck and confidence in the center ice circle. So just right back to where he was, we'd be pleased with that.
Opportunity for some power play work for him, too, yeah. To help the club?
Yeah, he's shown a real ability on the half wall and has the confidence of the players around him to work the puck. We went a long stretch of time without left-handed shots kind of in and out of our lineup, and now that they're back, we can change the way we look a little bit.
Did you notice any added excitement for Brandon today playing against his brother?
No, you know what? His strength, Brandon's strength, is his consistency with that level, that enthusiasm and the energy that he brings. So I'm sure there is. You know, I hope there is. It's a pretty great day for the family, and I'm sure an exciting night for them.
What do you like about the matchup? Rare to face that same team twice on the road.
This is the first time. I think that I don't ever remember doing this before. So it's a brand new experience. It means you don't have to pack quite as much. You can unpack once. But a real good challenge and I think probably fun for the coaches, then adjustments in the game and then adjustments over the 3 days, things that you need to get better at and try to, and all the matchups that happen.
The road hasn't yet. Your road record isn't probably where you want it.
Right.
Can it be a positive to be here for a few days?
So two road games with no travel. That doesn't happen. So that's the positive for us. We have a big block of hockey I didn't feel that we played a different game at home than we did on the road, other than our record would say I'm lying to you. But. It's you know, we're going to come in here, we'll get another healthy body back. We're not far off with a few other guys, so we're getting a little bit stronger. We've had some practice time, so we expect to play our best now.
There's been a lot of people in hockey talking about the goal Patrick scored the other day. Other than just the eye test that we saw, what would you say made that goal particularly special, the way he shot that puck?
The pass,
yeah.
To be quite honest with you. I mean, he's scoring that goal. There's so much net for him to look at. It's going into the back of the net, but... The puck, and he would have done almost the same thing to Dustin Byfuglien back door, right, with that pass the game prior. So the pass is the critical piece. If you can get it to him, and he's got room to get it to the net, it's just off his stick so quickly that he's good at it.